phoning in on Static this evening, or I have to say ferning in. It is fantastic to talk to Julia and Liz from Fantastic Furniture, both in different cities, on the phone. How's things?
Good.
Good. Thank you for the best intro we've had.
Has no one done that yet? Come on.
Wonderful.
Not that one.
Not like that.
It's so good to have this Fantastic Furniture out and have it as our feature album this week. And it feels like it was a little while coming, Julia, because you sort of had your own record to get out of the way first. Is that the way you sort of divvied up these two projects?
Yeah, well, we started this project before I made my first record. I think like a year before I made my first record. So, yeah, it's definitely been a long process. So we've kind of just shoved in every gap we possibly can in between everyone's lives.
Yeah, and I mean, a song like Fuckin' and Rollin' was a single a few years ago, and I'm pleased to see that you've kept some of the songs from back then as well. You didn't jettison everything, you know, with a title that good, you had to keep it, right, Liz?
Yeah, we actually did drop a few songs along the way, but Fucking Rolling was the first song that we ever wrote, and with a title like that, we had to keep it.
We also don't write that many songs, so we don't have, like, a vast array to choose from to make an album with.
Yeah. I made a blunder early on in the piece in a radio interview where I said we were prolific, and it became this like ongoing joke about how I said we were prolific, and we definitely were far from prolific.
So Liz, Fantastic Furniture are the least prolific band in Australia. That's a badge you can wear, right?
Yes, I think so.
In those few years, you kept songs, but you did lose a member along the way. What happened to Tom? Did he die of old age waiting for you to make this record or something?
Yeah, basically. He's in a project called Test, and they just released their first record, I think, a couple of weeks ago, actually.
It's good to say that also it meant that Fantastic Furniture became a power trio, Julia.
A power trio, yes. A power trio. Usually very tired, but very passionate. A passionate trio.
It was a band that obviously started out as a fun time thing as well. Did that sort of spirit stay with you guys while you had this thing on hold, or while you were working towards making the album?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was also like we didn't really have time to make it anything but that. I think that's kind of what makes it fun, is that we all had so many other things going on that we just fit in Fantastic wherever we could and didn't really have an opportunity to overthink it. So it would just be like, hash something together, put it out and see how it goes. And the nature of that kind of way of looking at things is generally pretty fun because, yeah, you don't like overanalyze it or overthink it.
I guess the other good thing is, Liz, that if you haven't played a lot those past few years, you also can't be sick of the songs yet.
Yeah, that's actually really true. Every time we tour, I get really excited about playing the songs. And every single time I go through the same process of thinking, like, how do these songs feel like? And I have to relearn them. But they come back immediately. It's crazy. Like, it's like riding a bicycle. Like, it just doesn't really go away. But yeah, it's always a joy to play them again. And it's kind of like you want to play some of the songs twice in the set if you can, which we have been known to in the past.
That said, Julia, I mean, it's not a slapdash record by any means. There's a lot of muscularity to songs like I Need It. It's this squalling, sort of swampy, epic, and Take It Off is this twanging groove as well. So in a way, you've kind of flexed as a band on record.
Yeah, I mean, Take It Off was the second song we ever wrote. We wrote Fucking Rolling, then we wrote Take It Off. And then our first ever show, we played Fucking Rolling, Take It Off, All I Want for Christmas, and then we played Take It Off again. So Take It Off's my favourite song, actually. I think it always just makes me feel really cool. Like, a lot of the other songs are great, but that's just one of those songs that we start playing and I'm just like, it's the one moment in my life where I'm like, I could wear a leather jacket or something.
It's definitely not a breezy song either. Like, it's got a lot of power about it.
Very sexy, I'd say.
Yeah, it feels like
the sexiest number.
Yeah, like, it feels like it's got a bit more depth and the other songs kind of bring it up and, like, Take It Off brings it back down. And it's the one time when I really tried to get, like, a whole bunch of feedback from my amp and got down the ground and rise around on stage. So it just makes you feel, like, kind of grungy and cool, which is a nice part of being in Fantastic.
And lyrically as well, this Fantastic Furniture album is a record that still chronicles plenty of relationship problems and bad decisions. I mean, Bad Timing asks, when you get back, would you let me know if sleeping around sets you free? So were you sort of, in the lyrics for this record, I guess I'll ask the pair of you, were you sort of writing down conversations or experiences that had happened to you over those past few years?
Yeah, I think there's a real mix on the record of genuinely thinking about life, being in your 20s and being a bit tumultuous and everybody kind of like leaving to go find themselves, which usually means sleeping with randoms in backpacking hostels or something, and how devastating that can be for those left behind. And then the rest is kind of a lot like pretty improvisational, like just in the room with the guys, everybody just kind of jamming, and then I would just say things with my mouth and then have full intentions to change them once we actually recorded the track, but then they just kind of stuck. And yeah, it was a nice way to write lyrics, just kind of going off a feeling and going off what words sound like and feel like instead of maybe trying to write narratives.
I know a lot of bands that end up having the placeholder lyrics stay as well. It's almost once you get far along enough, you can't imagine them with any other words.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a pretty nice way to write, even though it might not be the most profound statement on this album. I really enjoyed writing them.
And Liz, in the end, you formed your own label to release this Fantastic Furniture record in Australia. You've got Make Out Records now, so you're high-flying corporate executives, right?
Very much so. I think we did that in the same spirit of the rest of the album and the entire project. We definitely did not sit down and talk about it all that much. It was just this idea that had been bubbling away for a long time. You know, when we released our first EP as a band called Salter years ago, we released that on our own label, which was not actually a label at all. It's just really a name. It's called Little Beard Records. And I think we just kind of thought more like, why not do it? Because it means we have, you know, total creative control of everything. And also, I think feels kind of empowering, especially in hopefully like showing other musicians that they can maybe do the same thing as well.
And Julia, is the real fun going to be, are you going to sign all your friends' bands to this label as well now? Are you starting to scout?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? We'll be waiting for bribes.
The other factor, I guess, also in releasing this Fantastic Furniture album around the rest of the world is I've seen some fans saying they can't find you because they deliberately need to misspell the band name when they look for you. Julia, I've seen some fans already, you know, not being able to find it. So is it a joke that translates outside of Australia, the fact the band is called Fantastic Furniture?
I think people are a little confused. I mean, I've seen some things on Twitter, people being like, great band, terrible name. So I think there's a little bit lost in translation. But you know what's cool about it is that, like, in this day and age, in 2018, everybody can get everything they want in 5 seconds flat. And I think for us, we're just making everyone want to.
You've got to try
harder,
out.
You know?
It's a little bit of a treasure hunt.
You hear one of the songs, you're like, oh, this is cool. And then you can't just click away and find us. You've got to, like, do a little bit of legwork. So, yeah.
Actually, it's translated, like, more than I thought it would. Like, I've been sort of reading things on the net, and people are like, I read this review the other day that was like entirely written in puns, like fern and plant related puns. And everyone, you know, like, has kind of started calling us the ferns and like fan fern, and the depth of pun potential is just, it's bottomless. Like, I'm astounded. People just keep coming up with these really clever, funny things. And I just love that that's, like, become a thing and it makes no sense, but people are just really enjoying it and getting a lot out of it.
Liz, I'm wondering how many people from overseas are accidentally buying some low-priced furniture, though, if they're landing on the real Fantastic Furniture site instead of yours.
That is a good point. Oh, like, I think we can't be too closely associated with furniture. I think that's where we start to get, you know, potential legal ramifications. So it can never be, like, part of our merch or anything like that. So, yeah, that kind of disassociation with the actual furniture thing is actually pretty important.
Yeah, I hope you never have to go to a court of law. Or, you know, you fly under the radar for a bit longer.
Yeah.
It's so great to have the album out and have it as our feature this week. We are going to give away a copy right now if people listening want to phone up. The number's 9514-9500. That number again is 9514-9500 to win a copy of Fantastic Furniture. And you're in Sydney, all of you, to launch it Wednesday the 29th of August at Oxford Art Factory. So we'll look forward to seeing you both there, Julia and Liz.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it too.
Thanks so much for the chat tonight. We'll have a listen to Dark Corner Dance Floor off the record right now. And this is Fantastic Furniture on Static. Thanks for the chat.